CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham, and you can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 8th of December 2019. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. GB2RS Christmas schedule, Yota month news, Sweden is discontinuing 2.3 and 3.4 gigs permit. Due to the way Christmas and New Year falls, there'll be no GB2RS news script for Sunday the 29th of December. An abbreviated script will be prepared for Sunday the 5th of January for those news readers who are able to read that day. Normal service will resume on the 12th of January. The RSGB would like to take the opportunity to thank all the GB2RS news readers, reading volunteers for their services to the amateur radio community throughout the year. Yota month is in full swing, and thanks to local club, schools and scout groups, it's already introduced large numbers of youngsters to amateur radio. Hilderston Radio Society used GB19 Yota to give 40 children between the ages of 7 and 8 the chance to speak to Santa and chat to him about what they'd like for Christmas. This weekend, an event hosted by Nick G4FAL will bring together youngsters to get on the air for Yota month. Next weekend, the 14th to the 15th of December, the RSGB's National Radio Centre will host the call sign. The Society's youth champion and members of the RSGB youth team will be there to welcome any young people who want to find out more about amateur radio, pass greetings messages on air and try their hand at Morse code. Do take young family or club members to take part in this event. RSGB members can download their free Bletchley Park entrance voucher from the RSGB website. Amateurs in Sweden have been able to apply for temporary permits to allow operation in 2.3 and 3.4 gigs bands. The regulators, the PTS, have announced these temporary permits will no longer be issued from the 1st of January next year. The reason is 5G. Swedish amateurs are presently permitted by their regulations to run a maximum of 100 milliwatts output in the 2400 to 2450 megahertz bands. Following a Tutor Syllabus 2019 presentation on software-defined radio earlier in the year, the RSGB has now been able to publish three short videos to help tutors teach this aspect to the new syllabus. The presentations were videoed by members of the exam team to accompany the PowerPoint slides that had been available on the RSGB website for several months. The RSGB hopes that the expert explanations and commentary by Alan Bett, G0HIQ, will be of great value to club tutors. The videos can be found on the RSGB website on the Syllabus 2019 page. The UK and other member states have made investments that mean the European Space Agency has reconfirmed that all astronauts from the class of 2009, including Tim Peake, will return to the International Space Station before 2024. The timings will be confirmed by ESA in due course. There's still time to book on to the Introduction to Amateur Radio workshop, which will take place on Saturday the 14th of December at Bletchley Park, open to anyone aged 17 or over. It'll provide an insight into the world of amateur radio through talks, videos and demonstrations. Go to bletchleypark.org.uk for more information and also to book. For a bit of fun as we approach the festive season, you can use sightings of the International Space Station as it orbits the Earth to impress friends and family. If you want to pretend it's Santa's sleigh practicing before the big day and again out delivering presents on Christmas Eve, then you should be able, if it isn't cloudy. You can use an ISS tracker app on your phone or go to https://spotthestation.nasa.gov. and sign up for email alerts or text messages when the ISS is going to fly overhead. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. No more rallies or events for this year. Please send details of your 2020 rally and events as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News from 425 DX News and other sources. TEV, TA1HZ, will be active as 4L stroke call sign from Georgia between the 13th and 20th of December. He'll be operating from 4L6QC's QTH with main activity on the lower bands using FT8 and FT4, QSL via logbook of the world or direct to TA1HZ. MAT IZ4YGS will be operating from Sanzul in Ghana until the 28th of December. He's using the call sign 9G5GS on all bands from 160 to 15 metres using FT8 and SSB, QSL's home call. John W5JON will return to his home on St Kitts Island, Opta reference NA104, for a few days between the 10th and the 19th of December. He plans to be on the air as V49JA, QSL Direct, and QSOs are uploaded regularly to Logbook of the World. The annual 6V1A expedition to the island of Gori, AF045, will take place between the 13th and 15th of December. Activity will be on various bands using SSB and CW, QSL via Logbook of the World. Now for special event news, on Monday and Tuesday from 1200 to 1800 UTC, GB19 Yota will be operated by M0XDX and M0NCG. Wednesday sees flight refueling ARS operating from 1800 to 2359 UTC. On Thursday and Friday, the call sign moves to Wales under the supervision of GW1YQM from 1800 to 2359 UTC each day. Next weekend, the 14th and 15th, sees the call sign operating from the RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park from 0930 to 1600 UTC. A full list of those participating throughout the month is on GB19 Yota page on qrz.com. Please send special event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as possible. We've not received special event station info from Ofcom in recent months, so you must let us know to get your event publicised on GB2RS and Radcom and online. Now contest news. The ARRL 160-metre contest ends its 24-hour run at 1600 UTC today, the 8th. CW only exchanges your signal report. US and Canadian stations also sending their ARRL or RAC section number. Today, the 8th, the 144 megs AFS contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC using all modes, the exchanger signal report serial number and locator. On Tuesday, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC using FM only. It's immediately followed by the all-mode 432 megs UK activity contest, 2000 to 2230 UTC. The exchange for both contests is signal report serial number and locator. Thursday, the 50 megs machine-generated mode activity contest runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC with an exchange of signal report and your four-character locator. That's immediately followed by the all-mode 50 megs UK activity contest, 2000 to 2230 UTC. The exchange for this contest is signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, the second machine-generated mode contest runs for 24 hours from 1400 to on the 14th to 1400 UTC on the 15th. Using 50 and 144 megs bands, the exchange is signal report in your four-character locator. Also next weekend, but running for 48 hours, the ARRL 10-metre contest runs from 0000 UTC on the 14th to 2359 on the 15th. The exchange is signal report and serial number with USA stations sending the state code and Canadians their province code. The UK 6-metre group's winter marathon and runs until... There's a word missing there, but anyway, it runs until the end of January. There are no specific operating modes or periods. Just work as many locator squares as you can on the 50 megs band. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. We had a very settled geomagnetic conditions last week and the KP index not going above 2 and often sitting at 0. The solar flux index sat at 70/71, reflecting 0 sunspots and a blank sun. As we approach midwinter, it's a good time to concentrate on the lower bands with both 80 and 160 metres showing good DX potential throughout the night. Short wave listeners, medium wave also comes alive with the possibility of DX station from the USA coming in during early hours. As a start, try listening for station WBBR in New York on 1130 kHz. This is usually one of the loudest transatlantic stations to be heard. And don't forget to look out for DX on 40 metres, especially around sunset and sunrise. Next week should see more of the same, with NOAA predicting full flux index of 70, zero sunspots, but a settled geomagnetic KP index of 2 all week. The critical frequency graphs at propquest.co.uk suggest that 20 metres will be the main daytime DX band next week, with occasional openings on 17 metres. Now for VHF and up, next Saturday sees the peak of the biggest meteor shower of the week, the Geminids. The shower is already underway and is expected to reach a peak at around 1900 UTC on the 14th of December. With a peak zenithal hour rate of 120, it promises to produce some excellent meteor scatter QSOs. Last week saw some good tropo paths, but the high pressure declined midweek. The forecast charts show no indication of a return of a high, so tropo can't be promised, other than a brief return of a ridge across southern areas at the end of the coming week. The rest of the country will be predominantly driven by low pressure crossing northern areas from west to east, and at times leaving us with cold northwesterlies down the North Sea. At this time of year, this means that a strong convection bringing showers is likely as the cold air flows south across the relatively warm sea. These may be good for rain scatter, so plenty of opportunity for gigahertz band operators. Last week saw a few reports of sporadic E, chiefly on digital modes, but also a few paths on the more traditional CW or SSB. This is a good reminder there is no month with a zero chance of sporadic E. In this case, conditions were probably enhanced by strong meteor activity. Meteors provide the ionisation as they burn up, entering the upper atmosphere, and this can combine with strong jet streams in the winter months. The moon reaches maximum declination on Friday and path losses will fall all week. Combined with a generally low 144 MHz sky temperature, it's a good week for EME. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's it from me also. Until next week.